From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Right now, Iraqi troops are waging a ground offensive to retake the key northern city of Mosul from Islamic State militants. The operation is the largest military operation in Iraq since U.S. combat forces left 5 years ago. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said on Monday that Turkey was determined to be part of the operation to free Mosul from the Islamic State group. The Turkish leader said although his government is responsible for the possible results of the operation carried out without Turkey, it's not possible for Turkey to stay out. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi declared Monday his nation will celebrate victory as one, but the commander of the U.S.-led coalition caution it could take weeks or even longer to recapture Mosul. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini says that EU is not considering sanctioning Russia over its actions in Syria. Her comments came a day after U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry warned of possible sanctions related to the situation in Syria and harshly criticized Russia's military actions there. Kerry said he and other foreign ministers have to exhaust every possibility to find a way to halt the fighting. Multiple previous ceasefires have broken down throughout the more than 5 years of war in Syria, including one last month focused on Aleppo. Several thousand demonstrators marched Sunday in the Hungarian capital Budapest, chanting and carrying signs protesting the sudden closure of the country's largest selling opposition newspaper. The protest targeted Prime Minister Viktor Orban, who has been accused at home and abroad of stifling press freedoms and isolating private media outlets opposed to his controversial anti-migrant stance on refugees. This is VOA News. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has conceded he is losing support from women, but he blamed it on media accounts of women who, he says, falsely accused him of sexual assault. Trump says he is not giving up.
The election is being rigged by corrupt media pushing false allegations and outright lies in an effort to elect Hillary Clinton president. But we are going to stop it. We are not going to back down.
Tim Kaine, the vice presidential running mate for Democratic Party nominee Hillary Clinton, told supporters Trump is blaming everyone because he knows he's losing. With just over 3 weeks to the election, the latest national polls show Clinton with a 5.5% lead over Trump. Clinton and Trump will square off in their third and final debate on Wednesday. Two buses collided in Pakistan today, killing at least 30 people and injuring another 30 in southern Punjab province. Fatal road accidents are common in Pakistan, where traffic rules are rarely enforced and roads in many rural areas are poor. Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif's office said he has expressed deep grief and sorrow over the loss of precious lives. China has launched two astronauts into space on a mission to dock with an experimental space station and remain aboard for 30 days. The rocket took off today from a launch site on the edge of the Gobi Desert. The chief commander for China's manned space program says the rocket lifted off according to plan. He says it was a complete success. Spacecraft will dock with the space station within 2 days. The entire station will begin full operations in the year 2022. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte heads to China this week on a visit that is being watched closely for signs of a shift in ties between the two countries, which have been battered for years over territorial disputes in the South China Sea. Until recently, China was the Philippines' biggest security threat. Relations had rock bottom, that is, following an international tribunal ruling just months ago, finding in Manila's favor, and rejected Beijing's claim to almost all of the disputed waters. Thailand's military government has reaffirmed its backing of a political roadmap for the national elections in late 2017, even as the country is engulfed in mourning over the passing of King Bhumibol Adulyadet, who died last week at the age of 88. For details on these stories, much more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. Thanks for joining in. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.